Two transport stories. Tram ride.
I often get the tram into town on Saturday morning to do a bit of shopping. There's a busker who's usually at the tram station playing the guitar and singing. He does covers of famous songs by Elvis Presley or the Beatles, and he's quite good, so I sometimes give him a bit of spare change. Anyway, last Tuesday, my boss sent me out to visit a client in an office in the centre. Just as I was going in, I walked past this well-dressed guy in an expensive suit and shiny black shoes. He was talking excitedly to a group of colleagues. I thought I recognised him, but I couldn't quite remember where I knew him from. About an hour later, as I was leaving the building, I saw the same guy again, and it was then that I suddenly remembered who he was, the busker from the tram station. Of course, he didn't look anything like the long-haired guy in scruffy jeans and the dirty old T-shirt that I knew. How strange.
Bus trip. I was on the bus last week, and it was full of people dressed up for a fancy dress party. There were pirates, vampires, ghosts, Vikings, you name it, they were there. Anyway, about 10 minutes into the journey, there was some shouting from the top of the bus. Thief! Thief! Stop! Thief! A woman was screaming desperately. Seconds later, a man came crashing down the stairs with a bag in his hand. Immediately, two of the partygoers jumped up and stood in his path. One was a pirate with an eye patch and a sword, and the other was a Viking with an axe and a helmet with horns. "Hand it over," the pirate said forcefully, with his sword drawn. Incredibly, the man just gave them the bag, then pushed his way past them and jumped off the bus. I guess he felt a bit intimidated. Later, the pirate and Viking gave the bag back to the woman, then calmly sat down again. Weird.